how tough was that that game? I know you were a little disappointed at yourself. You came up with a catch that mattered most, but dropped some other ones I know you would have liked to have had.
Yeah. It was a tough one. Probably one of my toughest ones this year. I feel like I let my teammates down besides that one big play. But, you know, I think the main thing that matters is, you know, we got the win and we beat a good team.
You've had games that have not been up to your standard before, and you've always been able to bounce back. Why is that? What is it about your personality, your skill set that's allowed you?
I don't know. I guess can't say I wasn't putting in work. You know, it's some passes I dropped that I should have caught, but I think it's, you know, concentrating more, putting in a little extra work and, you know, having my team behind me. You know, they gave me extra motivation. So I think that's one of the reasons.
Does it get to a point where you start pressing a little, saying, oh, man, I got to get this next one, and concentration's not there, or is it just one of those days?
I think it's just one of those days. I think if you kind of get to that point where you're always thinking about it, it kind of make it worse. That's how I feel, you know. So I just try to win. I try to go out and just, you know, take a play at a time and do my best, and, you know, I made a play.
How tough is it going to San Diego against a team that's probably better than the record indicates?
It's very tough, you know, a divisional team. You know, they're looking to, you know, get back on track. And, you know, I think it's just mainly, it's, you know, as a team, we got to just keep doing what we're doing and try to keep winning and doing our job. You know, they're going to play tough, and we're going to have to play tough against them.
What are your thoughts on Brock Osweiler's performance the last couple of weeks?
It's been great. You know, he's been taking care of the ball, moving the ball down the field. Running game's been going, so it's been opening up passes for him. So he's been doing very good.
Is there similarities to the way Peyton is? Can you tell that he's really learned under him?
I think so. You know, with the progressions, knowing where to go with the ball quick. You know, he get the ball out of his hand quick enough so he don't get the sack. So I think for being around Peyton has helped out a lot.
How do you develop more consistency so that you make sure you don't have one of your off games in, say, like a first playoff game?
As a team?
As a player. I mean, you've had so many great games, but you've had a handful of off games. How do you make sure that, you know, you become more consistent and don't have too many off games?
I think it's just going out and not overthinking. And, you know, I was thinking a lot of this past game. It's just not going out and overthinking and just doing your job at the best ability you can.
What are the guys saying to you throughout the game on Sunday? Are they, you know?
It's the same thing as just keep your head up, keep playing, you're going to make a big play. Same thing from everybody. You know, I just did that. I was there for my team, and, you know, I came up with a big play.
Marius, there's a lot of reports out there about Brock and Peyton, so on and so forth. Do you guys laugh about that? Do you ignore it?
We don't even pay attention to it. That's the coaches' decisions of who they're going to play. I'm just going to, you know, play with whoever's out there throwing the ball and make plays for whoever playing.
Maybe one of the more impressive things about Brock is he's got limited experience in the NFL, and yet, you know, he's beat Jay Cutler, well, not by himself, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Some good quality teams, and yet he seems to have a level head, and it's been pretty even keel thus far.
He have, and and I guess it's going to be tough on the coaches to who they're going to choose because, you know, both of them have been playing great, and Brock stepped in and won two big games for us, and I don't know where they go from there.
And when you say you're overthinking, what does that mean? And is there stuff off the field that's weighing on you as well?
No, it's just football. It's basically some of the elements of what's going on in the game. I'm worrying about not falling and slipping. Worrying about catching the ball with the snow. That's mainly the thing. It's just getting it out of my head, and I'm sure I can play better.
Should you get nervous? Is that
part
of it? Or?
I can't say nervous. Nervous. I can't say nervous. I think it's just making a play, you know, to help the team.
Demaris, when you guys were down 14 points in the fourth quarter, was Brock the same poise that he was?
He was the same the whole time. He was the same. We was on the sideline getting ready to go on the field. All he was saying, let's go, boys. Let's go down and put some points on the board. And he was that same way the whole game.
There were plays where both you and Emmanuel were on the sideline. I mean, they were using a five-receiver rotation. Do you like having a rotation like that? Would you rather be in there more?
What, the rotation? I really don't matter. Whatever works. Best for us is, you know, getting us downfield, putting some points on the board.
When the run game increases that guys lost two
last
games,
one,
how does that help you?
It actually opened up the passing game. You know, guys have to come in the box trying to stop the run. CJ running, the offensive lineman doing a great job of, you know, getting positive yards. So when that happened, you know, an extra safety come down in the box so the passing can be open for, you know, both receivers, tight ends, et cetera.
Did you like holding the line?